Well, welcome to the 11th season of All About Thailand, and may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course, the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about Thailand's do's and don'ts in, let's just say, in 2024. Not that a lot has changed, really, when you think about it, but there are things in there which you wouldn't even think about. So, and mistakes that I have made in the past as well. So, come on, let's do it. Well, it's been really, really, really hot in the village. It's probably been the hottest it's ever been. That's what it feels like for me. So when it comes to the do's and don'ts, I'm going to run through the don'ts. And sort of first thing that I think is probably one of the most important things is about you don't disrespect the monarchy. In Thailand, the monarchy is sort of held in very, very high regard, and that they have laws which is called Lei Majestei. And if you were to disrespect the monarchy in any way, it could even sort of result in severe consequences, including imprisonment under those laws and deportation, of course, as well. But, you know, you've got to sort of embrace the cultural sort of norms, haven't you? And this is quite sort of, in a way, can be deemed as old-fashioned, but it does still happen. Displays of public affection, especially in the rural areas, is considered not to be the normal thing to do and to avoid doing. And additionally, you've got to refrain from pointing your feet towards people or at sacred objects. You know, like I was on a bus, I don't know where I was going from now. I was going from one village to another, I think, thinking back now. And this traveller had his feet up on the, literally up on the chair, and they were pointing towards someone, and he was really confused as to why he was getting such dirty looks until I told him. Because the thing is that the other thing that you shouldn't do is touch a Thai person on the head, because the head is deemed to be sacred, bare enough like the feet are deemed to be dirty. But you know, it's also as well, when you think about it, and you see this so often, don't you? You guys go to Thailand, and obviously first-time visitors. When you visit the temple, people that have got baseball caps on are politely asked to remove them. And if you've got shorts on, you know, you have to either get a shawl, which you can do a wraparound, and nothing, no legs showing, basically, out of respect for the monks and out of respect for the Buddha. Well, another thing that you necessarily wouldn't think about is you can't take any images of the Buddha out of Thailand. It is actually illegal to do so, and that is one you wouldn't necessarily think about. And then I get people ask me about the little Buddhas that you get, and then people think they're souvenirs that you get in temple shops. You know, they're not. They're really actually sort of meant to put by the shrine or by the temple, let's say, as a sort of gift to the Buddha. They're not really meant to be taken home. So please remember, you can't take Buddha out of the country. And I'm going to be talking about more of these don'ts and the do's as well, just after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, Leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Now, when I come to think about it, the two things that I'm thinking about at the moment is before we go on to the do's, I'm thinking that the monk is very, very highly revered, and you've got to respect the monk. Let's just say if you're sitting down on a bus, try not to make physical contact with the monk. And, you know, and just showing that respect, because the monks in Thailand, they're very, very highly revered, highly respected. And the other thing as well is when you're going into a shop, about taking your shoes off. Now, you do see this quite a bit. Now, you don't have to do it in every shop. Obviously, if you're in rural places, probably more, you know, prominent. But, it is respectful to take off your shoes, because you're respecting the person, the spirit of the land and all that. So it's always a good idea. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I'd like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. Thank you ever so much. And also I'd like to put a big thank you to all our existing listeners as well. It's so lovely to have you with us. And of course, it's all getting really, really exciting with the All About Thailand special edition podcast that we're doing now, with regards to talking more about my time in Thailand and my life in Thailand, plus also taking on board suggestions of what to talk about if people want to ask, and getting involved in the show. As I said, the subscription fee is per month, and I've reduced it for a further 6 months, actually, just to get more of you on board, for 99p. And I just can't believe how everyone is all coming together. It is so great. So let us know. Join the All About Thailand special edition podcast. And what I will do as well, I will leave a link in the bio on this particular podcast. So anyway, I want to talk about the do's now, what you can do or what's best to do in Thailand. Let's explore the do's when it comes to sort of navigating your way around Thailand. Now, respect the local customs and traditions. Embrace the Thai culture by learning the local customs and the traditions. Greet the people with the polite Sawadeeka if you are a female, and Sawadeeklap if you are a male. And return the wai by slightly pressing your hands together and giving a slight bow of the head. When greeted by locals, they just love it. And the other thing, try the local cuisine. Thailand is renowned for its delicious and diverse cuisine. Explore the vibrant street food scene, which is amazing. And indulge yourself in all these aromatic curries, and sample the fruits from mangosteen and dragon fruit. And don't be afraid to experiment with the new flavors and dishes, like even the dakatan, which is the fried bugs, which I have done in the past. And one of the important things, especially now when it's getting really, really hot, and it's been hot in the village every single day, record-breaking temperatures, just make sure that you keep hydrated and carry water with you. Or just, you can regularly pop into the shops anyway, because there's shops everywhere that is available for you to have. And, you know, I'm going to talk about a few more things as well in the next segment. It's just amazing. There is just so much that you can do, so much more than you shouldn't do that you don't. Yeah, another do is just be responsible. You know, respect your environment and the people around you, and get and immerse yourself in nature. And the nature in Thailand is pretty amazing. Thailand boasts a sort of breathtaking natural landscapes with pristine beaches and lush rainforests. I've been to many of them, and majestic mountains. So take the advantage by hiking and sort of snorkeling, diving and wildlife spotting. You're gonna love it. And also is learn a few of the phrases. They love that, you know, to say thank you, kap khun. And if you bump into somebody and, you know, you want to say sorry, it's ka thot. You know, just the basic, even the basic introduction.
Sawadee krap. So
just that, be fine. Now, you'll find that when I speak Thai,
Thai,
my voice changes. It has to change because it is a tonal language, but you don't have to learn it completely. Just learn an introduction.
Sawadee mai.
How are you? Just little things like that, and they will love you for it. And participate as well in the cultural experiences as well by attending sort of traditional sort of performances. And then you've got the Muay Thai boxing matches as well. And you've got the Thai New Year.
So Sawadee Pi Mai.
You know, you've got everything else like that. And the Long Krathong.
Long Krathong.
Yeah, it's probably easier to do it in Thai, but the Festival of Lights. And, you know, that is amazing. Now, if you can think of any more, because we're approaching the end of the podcast and I've got a story. If you can think of any more, just contact us. You're able to do that. Now, I've got a story and I know how much you love the stories. Story really about my first time in Bangkok ever, all those years ago. You know, as I strolled through the bustling streets of Bangkok, I felt a sense of excitement in the air, as you always do, with the vibrant colors and tantalizing aroma of the street food and the friendly smiles of the locals. But eager to immerse myself in the culture, I donned my favorite t-shirt, which had a bold image of the Buddha on it. And little did I know that my choice of attire would lead to an unexpected encounter, let's say. As I wandered through the busy market, I noticed a group of locals exchanging glances at my direction. Puzzled, I continued on my way until a kindly elderly woman sort of approached me with she had quite a sort of gentle smile, and she made a gesture towards my t-shirt. She gently explained that wearing images of the Buddha on clothing is frowned upon in Thai traditions, and it is considered to be disrespectful. And, you know, I was just so embarrassed and slightly concerned, and I apologized profusely and thanked the woman for letting me know, who she sort of in a sense enlightened me. And taking her advice, I made a little mental note and managed to there's plenty of shops about. What I did do, actually, I went into one of the toilets initially and I just turned the t-shirt inside out, then went and bought another t-shirt and kept that one for home, but I just kept that one for use when I'm not going out and not going to be in public. Now, that's not something you would necessarily think of, is it? Now, we're at the end of the podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. And don't forget, we do like to get your input. It's fantastic. You can contact us in many, many ways. And as I said, I will put a link to in the bio to the All About Thailand special edition, the subscription page. So anyway, it leaves me with nothing more to say than stay safe. Love you all.